T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
While the World Health Organization calling for more systematic research on airborne transmission of the novel coronavirus in closed settings. But the science is changing all the time with a new virus. With more, we're joined live and local by Arnold Monteau, professor of epidemiology at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Dr. Monteau.
Good morning.
Well, what can you tell us now? I know there's been a little bit more recently about the possibility of airborne or aerosol transmission of this virus. What do we know about that?
Well, we know it's possible. And the problem is that there is a continuum here. Most of the transmission is large droplet. There are certain circumstances in which there can be airborne transmission. And the danger there is that the virus can stay up in the air. So our 3 to 6 feet distance rule won't work. But it's only certain circumstances where this occurs.
Other than asking people to wear a mask, it's unfortunate that that has become such a controversial and political issue. But is there any public health policy that can convince more people to wear the mask?
I don't know what we can do. And if you go out and you see people, I had to go into the cancer center at the university hospital, and there were people who weren't wearing masks who were going into the cancer center. I don't understand that. They had to put them on when they got in, but it only makes common sense. We know it works. We don't know if it's 80% or 90% or even 40%, but even if it is a lower percent, it protects yourself, it protects other people, and it's not so hard.
There was, you know, some controversy about this because early on there was, you know, some people said that they weren't effective. Others say that they could actually trap some of the particles in the mask. Is there anything to any of that?
There's no harm done. The controversy is how much protection you get. But with something like this, we need layered protection. We know that being away from somebody else protects you. And something else that helps and magnifies the effect. If one thing doesn't work, something else will. And there have been a lot of studies now which show that with mask use, especially places in Europe, different parts of Germany, instituting them at different times, it appears they do work. They certainly help. They don't harm.
What does the science say about this stuff being left on surfaces, you know, kids on the playground or going to a restaurant? Is it still active there?
It is active, but not for very long, and it depends on heat and humidity and all sorts of things. Hand hygiene and cleaning things up is a good idea, but this is mainly transmitted through the air.
Do you think we're going to have to go backwards here and get another shutdown because we're seeing these numbers, coronavirus cases, 600 in Michigan yesterday, highest since May? Is that unfortunately where we're heading?
Well, I think a lot of it's human behavior. First of all, we had hoped that this would be more seasonal. In other words, that it would go down just because of the temperature, humidity, what people do in the summer. And it really hasn't. So the virus is still around. And we must continue to do the right things. And a lot of this is human behavior. For example, when we have a bar that's open and we see a cluster of transmission, these are super spreading events, and they spread everywhere. And they have a lasting effect. So a lot of this is just continuing to pay attention. We've done the right things in Michigan, and we need the public to get on board in terms of following the rules because they make sense. What's going on elsewhere in the country is a breakdown in containment, and we haven't seen this yet. We're going to see little flare-ups, and we need to keep them little by doing the right thing.
Early on, we thought the most vulnerable population would be people, you know, in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. But we're seeing more and more cases with young people. Is that because that's the group least likely to protect themselves?
Exactly. This is behavioral. These are young people who are out in bars, at swimming holes, and swimming pools, other places, and they're not because they know. They're less likely to get infected. They're driving this right now. Older people are staying in. I think the message has got out. We didn't know what we were dealing with back in March and April, and that's why there was a lot of spread into older people. But older people are staying in because the message has got through, and the only problem is that the younger people can infect their grandparents. In many And there are instances of family spread, so we've got to be careful not only about bars and other places, especially inside, but family gatherings, because with the young people being out, they have to remember that they could be infected and they could get mild or even no disease.
Before we let you go, any optimism at all that we will see a vaccine before the end of the year, do you think?
I don't think we'll see a vaccine before the end of the year. We hope the vaccine will work. I mainly work on flu vaccine, and we know the flu vaccine works, but it's good, but it's not great. And I don't know that we can hope that this vaccine will make it go away. I think we need to look for layered protection. We're learning how to treat, and one day we may even have something that we can take with peace. Pre-exposure prophylaxis, that's down the road a long ways, but I'm beginning to think that we're going to have to live with this for a while. I had hopes that it might go down and not come back the way the SARS virus, which is very closely related, did in 2003. That's not going to happen. It really doesn't look like that's going to happen. So we have to figure out how to beat it on our terms instead of the virus's terms.
All right. Thanks very much, Dr. Arnold Monto, professor of epidemiology at the University of Michigan. In the meantime, I guess, just tell people to wear those masks.
Wear those masks and stay far away and use common sense. The virus is there. We don't know when somebody's infected a lot of the time. So remember to act like somebody might be infected.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.